The whole point of open source is to go and take them into these huge data centers, is to use next-gen silicon. And we talked about this last week or the week before, where, again, post-Grok, what I think will happen is you're going to see an explosion of decode silicon. If you take these next-generation systems and you marry them to open source, you're going to cut the cost of AI by 90%. And when you do that, you know, Jason, your bill is going to be $10 a day.
Yeah.
And you're just not going to stop.
Here's the interesting thing for me. Like, back to this, like, running it. Like, there are now people who figured out how to daisy chain the Mac studios. So people are, you can see there's two stacked there. People are starting to stack these. This is commodity hardware running open source. There's two advantages to this. One, we have control of all the data. We have it on our own hardware. We can run it infinitely. And these things are only getting better. The M5 chips coming to these Mac studios. And if you want more power, you stack it up. And then the open source models are getting easier. So what's going to happen is 90% or 95% of our jobs are going to go to this local hardware. We'll control it. We don't have to worry about our information going up to Sam Altman.
I canceled
all of my OpenAI accounts. $25,000 gone.
It's a matter of time until the big model makers create an incremental revenue stream for guys like you, Jason, to license back all your prompt and response data. And you'll probably make enough to pay for all the costs of hosting and running these models anyways.